The new American-backed president of South Vietnam, Ngo Dinh Diem, had to create a government from what the French had left behind. His task was complex. Buddhist monks were protesting against him. There were regions of South Vietnam still loyal to Ho Chi Minh. Others followed local religious and political leaders who didn't want to have their power diminished by a strong leader in Saigon. The United States was in the middle of this, unfamiliar with Vietnamese history and customs, trying to provide the money, equipment, and advisors to make South Vietnam viable. Many generals in the new South Vietnamese army thought President Diem didn't understand how to combat the communist-led military units they were up against. In an effort to defeat the communists more quickly, the United States decided to back these generals in a coup against President Diem. Army units moved into Saigon and attacked the presidential palace, captured Diem and shot him. But the war didn't go better. Communist-led military units composed of villagers in South Vietnam, they were called Viet Cong, defeated South Vietnamese military units on a regular basis. And North Vietnam started to bring in its own ground forces to help. So to avoid losing South Vietnam, President Lyndon Johnson decided to send in American ground troops.